Hello, my name is Dr. Stephen Nurse, and the name of this show is Abled, not Disabled, but Is Abled, the radio show about possibilities. And on this specific program, we're looking at dogs that are service dogs, dogs that can help people in many, many ways. And I myself have a service dog. My background's in special education. I taught for 50 years in every place from the Women's Correctional Institution, where I taught GED classes, and that's where I got my service dog. And I wound up at Central West University as a retired professor, and I worked with graduate students. One of the important things to remember is that, and one of the reasons that I like to do this show, is we need to look at persons with disabilities as not just persons who ask for services, but persons who provide services. And in doing that, and in making it in that equality of persons with disabilities, we look at things like accommodations. What can be done with a person on a job that can be relatively easy to do to make them able to do that job? Something could be as simple as putting a piece of wood under your desk so that a person in a wheelchair can get under that desk. It can be as simple as widening a bathroom stall, putting a ramp into a building. Those are physical changes. But we also use other kinds of accommodations. We use amplification devices if hearing is an issue. We use magnification devices and closed circuit televisions if vision is an issue. Or we use special type of software and a computer that can read a computer, read what your emails are coming in. But while dogs can't read your email, they can provide a lot of services. Dogs, and certain breeds in particular, can pick up your volatile organic compounds, and that's VOC, and it's in extremely tiny amounts. The VOCs are basically microscopic chemicals that exist in both gaseous forms and liquid states. And these types of things are emitted by all living things, by animals, by people, by plants. And if you think about it, we found out that dogs' abilities to smell things can be 100,000 times more powerful than your ability to smell things. One of our previous guests mentioned, and this is very true, while you come into the house and there's soup cooking on the stove, you can smell that soup cooking. Your dog can tell you well, they can't tell you vocally, but the dog can distinguish what spices are in that, what vegetables are in that. So it's really amazing. And so in that respect, dogs really have a leg up on you when it comes to the art of smelling. This is interesting too, in doing my research, I found out about this, that dogs, when they're born, are born blind and deaf, so that the sense of smell to them, first of all, is to find the mom and to find and to touch. And it's in dogs that's very exquisitely fine-tuned. And so a dog very early in their life becomes attuned to all the smells around them. Trying to be cautious here. You know, you'll see very many times a dog will come up to another dog and will smell them. And the reason for that is that every other dog has a unique smell. When I take my dog to Fair Isle, which is the veterinary place on the one of the veterinary places on the aisle, my dog goes crazy because a lot of dogs relieve themselves out front, and my dog can smell all those different dogs and could probably remember a lot about them. Also, I want to talk a little bit about some of the kinds of things that dogs can smell in very, very, very small amounts. Now, one of those is disease. And many, many times when a person has a disease or has an ailment, there is actually a change in chemical composition in the body. And for instance, in a person who has diabetes, blood sugar level changes. Dogs can smell that kind of difference. Dogs are trained to also detect things like explosives in airports. I one time had my first service dog was a dog named Lucy. And Lucy was part Doberman, and she was trained as a bomb-smelling dog in an airport. And she failed bomb-smelling school because she was such a friendly dog and she liked people so much that she tended to not just smell the bomb and tell where the bomb was, but she retrieved the bomb and brought it back to the person who was sending her out, which is not what you want a bomb-smelling dog to do. So she got over and became a helper for me. And one of the things that's happening right now in the way of that is that in Helsinki Airport right now, they are training dogs to smell persons who are asymptomatic and have the COVID virus, COVID-19 virus. And they are saying that they're almost 95 to 97% sure when they double check that the dogs can tell ahead of time. So when you go into an airport and you get your temperature taken, you may or may not have the virus, but dogs can tell these small amounts of chemical change in the body. And it's really important. Also, they've done a lot of work with dogs being able to smell certain kinds of cancers. And they found they are as accurate as many chemical tests. Dogs can detect lung cancer. Dogs can detect other types of cancer. And dogs can even detect when women are pregnant. As opposed to using I'm not saying you want to get a dog just to find out if you're pregnant or not, but certainly, again, when hormones change in the body, and I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not giving you that kind of information, but the dog can really tell those differences. A dog's sense of smell picks up all kinds of invisible things. When we used to look at Charlie Brown and Pigpen, and he had dirt all over him. Dogs can tell where people have been. That we use right now. We use dogs that are cadaver dogs. Cadaver dogs go out and can smell when there is someone in distress, possibly if there is someone that has been in a collapsed building, human material begins to deteriorate, they can tell that and can find those kinds of persons. When humans go around every day, we shed about 50 million skin cells each minute. 50 million skin cells each minute. And they tend to kind of fall like little snowflakes all around you. And dogs can even tell the difference in people from looking, from smelling those kinds of things. Dogs also can be used and can tell moods of people. Many times if people are in are depressed, or many times if people are sad, if, for instance, a person is sad or depressed, they may cry. What happens when you're sad or depressed or cry? You may you excrete tears, and in tears, that's saline, that's basically salt water or saline solution, and dogs can smell those kinds of things. I know my own dog, if I'm feeling down, she'll come up and be with me, and it's that's really important for her to do that. She knows me better than I know myself sometimes. The other thing that I would like to talk about is the social aspect of dogs. And one of the things that's important with a service dog is that you also have that dog so that they're on track and they are not always smelling everything. It's important that they focus on the person that they're working with, and that they keep on track and keep on line. You know, one of the things we also need to do with dogs sometimes, especially if you get a new dog, let them get out in your yard. Obviously, you want to watch them in whatever area they're supposed to be in. But let them get acquainted with their environment. One of the things that I think that we don't do sometimes is let dogs get acquainted with their environment and really know what is around them. Just like you as a person. If you take a walk, and I'm watching people walk down the street here in front of us, as you take a walk, listen to the sounds around you. Listen to all the environmental influences that you get. Or if you're in the house, from what I understand, women tend to have better hearing in many ranges than men. And I think that's important. But listen deeply to the things around you, just as dogs do. Dogs will, you know, their ears will prick up. Notice the texture of things that you handle. Dogs are very sensitive to the texture of things, and they can also detect those kinds of differences. You'll never be a sensory ninja like your dog, but you can definitely enhance your life experience by honing your senses and becoming more attuned to your environment. I'd also like to remind you that the show of possibilities. And we're right now during this program, we are talking about dogs that are service dogs that are specifically trained to work with people and to assist them. And as we mentioned before, dogs can be used to detect cancer. Dogs can be used to detect pregnancy. And another way that dogs can be used is I was working with a person who had epileptic seizures. And this dog could detect when the person had seizures. There's also, when a person generally has a seizure, there's also a slight chemical change in the body. This was a black lab, and this dog could detect when this person was getting ready, when there's an aura, or when the person was ready to have a seizure. And the dog would grab the person by their shirt or sweatshirt or whatever they had on, if they were on the ground, turn them over so that they were on their stomach so that they wouldn't hurt themselves by moving around involuntarily, and then lay on the person so they didn't move around, and then bark to alert other people that there was an issue. And I think that this is just really a fantastic thing. People have known for many, many years that a dog's sense of smell is very different than ours. But we also know that the olfactory system of dogs is so much different in that they can smell so many different things. It's certainly much stronger than ours. And I one time asked a friend of mine, I said, can you tell me can't talk to the dog, right? But can you tell me what dogs think when they come up to a new person? And he responded to me by saying, to the dog, you stink. As clean as you are, as much soap and perfume and deodorant you wear, you are so splendidly stinky to a dog. We wonder why dogs like to sometimes, one of my dogs would go to the neighbors and roll in llama manure and think they come home smelling like a prince. Not the case, but dogs react to those smells in a different way. To our dogs, we are our scent. You probably remember when your father used Old Spice aftershave. But really think about it. Think in your own lives how there are some smells that you can relate to. You know, I can remember when the neighbor lady would make fresh bread and plum jelly and all the kids ran over there. You can probably remember different times at Thanksgiving, you know. You can probably remember the smell of green beans casserole. All those things are in our memory. And really, when you think about it, from a dog's perspective, those individual smells are locked into their memory. Dachshunds have extremely good olfactory systems. Dachshunds were originally bred to go in and get badgers out of these large holes. They could detect these with their nose. The dog's nose is really, really a complex machine. And they can also smell human emotions. At this time, I'd also like to mention some other types of dogs. German Shepherds, which are a really popular choice for service animals, fall somewhere in the middle of about being able to tell the difference with about 225 million particles in the air. They can pick out just a few of those with their scent receptors. So we talk about the dog as being man's best friend, but he also is man's best smeller and detector of all these different kinds of things. Maybe it's because a dog's role in sometimes in military operations, because they can detect the smell of a bomb, a mortar, an unexploded mortar, and the dog's nose is essentially a defense to their environment. To a dog, when they go out and smell things, they've also been able to smell the difference between different kinds of plants that are poisonous and different kinds of plants that aren't. I one time had a lot of mushrooms in my garden and in my yard in the fall. And I was so worried that the dog was going to get into those mushrooms. And so I removed them all. And another friend of mine who trains dogs said that many times the dogs can smell the difference between something that is edible and something that is not edible. When a dog, another thing that we think about with a dog is, you know, when dogs start sniffing each other's nether regions, chances are they're learning far more about each other, all the different dogs, than the owners are. Exactly what the dogs are learning and what to do with that information has yet to be figured out. But that is in a database for the dogs. Many times a dog will come up to you, and if you have a dog or a cat, you're more related to that dog or cat. They don't say, you know, this is Steve Nurse, this is Jeff Hoyt, but they say, aha, this is the dog or the cat that I can smell on that person. Researchers have also successfully trained dogs, as I mentioned, to sniff out cancer. And there was a study that was done in which six dogs were trained to detect bladder cancer from urine samples belonging to the patients known to have the bladder cancer. Initially, when they did this, they found that there was about a 41% success rate, which is not really earth-shattering in any way, but it was significantly higher than a 14% coincidence rate determined by the researchers. So what they did was they went on and did a few more studies. And since the first study, the success rate has gone up dramatically because of a change from canine urinalysis to a breath analysis. Rather than giving dogs urine samples to smell, the dogs were trained to sniff out breast and lung cancer by smelling patients' breath with an 88% accuracy with breast cancer and a 97% success rate with lung cancer. And this is just amazing to me, 98% with colorectal cancer. Now, if any of you have gone in for the procedure, a colonoscopy, I think we'd sure like to find a different way to do that. And one of the problems is that, of course, this is not done before. This is done actually after a person has had the cancer. But when we look at it, dogs have been used for so many, many different things. Another area that I just found out about that I thought was really interesting also was that besides the ones we've talked about, besides the diabetes, dogs can even detect and can find out and can alert if a person is about to have a heart attack. There are changes in the body, in the chemicals, when a person has a heart attack. And there are changes in blood, blood pressure, other kinds of things. Dogs can detect some of those things. And as I mentioned, and related to pregnancy, long before a woman takes the little stick in to have it tested, dogs pick up enough signs from the hormones to give a positive reading. So with that, I think I'd like to start bringing this session to closure. But one of the things we'd like you to do, if you have in the future, if you have topics you would like us to cover related to disability, if you have questions, there will be a section for me on the VOV webpage for my show. And again, the show is named Is Abled, the show of possibilities. And those are possibilities that are, I hope, also probable. So with that, I'm going to conclude this session. Wish you all a great day. Enjoy this fall weather. And also, be safe.